Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Woodridge, Carmen and Yurko. Now, welcome back to the draft party on ESPN Chicago.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
It's got to work this time, Yurko. It's got to work. It's got to.
It better work.
It's got to work this time. Come on.
It's better work.
It's too good to be true. The board falls how the Bears had hoped. They get, of course, Caleb, which we knew all along. Odunze's there at nine. They don't outthink it. They don't trade up. Ryan Poles joked that Ian Cunningham had to sort of say, whoa, that thing, big fella. Whoa. We ran our simulations. We got about a 50-50 shot. We're in good shape. And then once he got past Tennessee, when Tennessee did not grab him and took Latham instead, I felt great. Little did I know that the Falcons would take a quarterback. Thought for sure they would take a defensive player. But after seven, and he was still there.
Right.
My dream of the Bears getting Rome Odunze, I felt like, was a slam dunk. And it was. And they got him. And Bears fans are very excited and jubilant, and I think rightfully so.
I don't think the Bears could run up to the podium fast enough to get their card in and say, this is our pick. It's what we thought. If he was going to be there, they were always going to take him. It wasn't a surprise.
Nope.
But if he was there, they were going to take him. He ended up being there. The Bears ended up taking him. Now you got your receiver. You got three legitimate receivers. You got a theoretically a sure-handed tight end. You got a guy that can catch the ball in the backfield. Fine. Now you got to be able to block for them, and now you got to get them the football so they can cause some damage. So there you are. Looks like the Bears' offense might be better than it was last year, which is what you want. And you know the defense played well. One more pass rusher. Just give me one more pass rusher.
Yeah, one more pass rusher. I would love it. Before we get back out to the phones, your level of excitement, what you want the Bears to accomplish the rest of the weekend, thoughts about last night. We're here to take all your calls at 312-332-3776. The versatility in that receiver room, a guy like Keenan Allen, who's been so sure-handed throughout the course of his career. You talk about a great type of player to have for a young rookie quarterback. Keenan Allen had the seven most targets out of the slot in the NFL last year. This was amongst the qualified receivers, Yurk. He had the seven most targets out of the slot last year. He also had PFF's seventh highest wide receiver grade out of the slot last year. DJ Moore was fourth in the NFL in yards per route run out of the slot. So you have two guys that have the potential to be dynamic there. DJ also out wide. We know what he's capable of. DJ Moore was 14th in the NFL last year in yards after catch per reception. We saw that play out time and time again, week in and week out for the Bears. He had over 1,300 yards receiving. They combined for over 2,600 yards. Odunze hasn't done anything at the NFL level yet. I understand that. And he played in a league that doesn't play a lot of defense. But he had 14 touchdowns last year, for crying out loud. And he's a big, typical sort of outside X receiver that can go up and win one-on-one battles, use his big frame. He's a polished route runner. They've got so much versatility, and just there's a lot of dynamic playmaking in that receiver room.
So you've got DJ Moore on one side, you've got Odunze on the other side, and then you got your slot as Keenan Allen.
That's what I would think,
that's
right?
What I
somehow
feel
you
that
work
is,
Tyler
yeah.
Scott into York and
sure
his
you
speed
do.
Element.
Well, your fourth wide receiver is him.
Yeah.
And he operates out of the slot, too.
Yeah. I think you nailed it. I think that's exactly it. It's got me tingly. Thinking about what they can accomplish as an offense. This is like B-Marsh, Martellus Bennett days, you know, when like they had real weapons that stress defenses that
hopefully what they do is they go about the business of actually practicing. That's what you want. Actually practicing hard and playing at speed so you can see what it's all going to be like.
What's Chauncey doing?
Chauncey came over.
He was going to give you a hug.
I thought he was going to give me a reach around. I was worried about it a little bit, you know? Yeah, I don't know, Chauncey. So we're not We're not in a duck pond, my friend. What's going on here?
He's looking for your salmon.
Man, I tell you, thinking about spanking it, you know? Come on. Jeez.
We're not in the salmon for years. We're not in the ice shanty over here, Chauncey.
We're on the air, Chauncey. What's going on over there?
Chauncey walked up. He started, like, hugging Yurko. I don't know what was going on.
Not many people are comfortable touching the inner thigh of a man, but Chauncey, comfortable.
Yeah, Chauncey doesn't mind.
Yeah.
Remember the time, I'll never forget, Brian Billick was massaging my inner thigh at the Super Bowl. I was like, God, it was a little uncomfortable. I'm like, geez,
this
coach.
Feels great.
Like, not for kept nothing,
reaching
coach.
Over.
He kept grabbing my leg. I was like, coach.
He's got his thumb on your IT band.
You and Harry.
His four fingers are on your vastus medialis oblique.
You and Harry kept looking. We were all like looking at each other like, Brian Billick keeps grabbing my leg. We're like, what is happening
here? Did it move?
No, it didn't move. Seriously. I was just, was odd, you guys. Yeah. I was like, why does Brian Billick keep grabbing my leg?
When Chauncey just touched me, mine turtled. Went right back in the shell. I don't know what's going on, but no siree, Bob.
Oh, God. All right, let's grab some more calls. Let's go to Paulie in Palm Beach on ESPN 1000 with Carmen and York. What up, Paulie?
Hey, guys. Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
Carm, I'm a little surprised, right? We've been fading the Sox since day one, and I had to lay 330 with Philadelphia over the weekend. If you don't know me, I wouldn't lay 330 if I knew the outcome of the game and they already won in my past life. But against the White Sox, I'll lay 330.
Yeah, right.
Right now you're up 16.5 units.
Oh.
Right? So just do it till the end of the year. Put it on your show.
I guess you're right. That's probably good advice.
They win 40 games. You're going to win 42 or 44 units.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay, so now let's see. We realize that the Bears had to take a receiver because that tells us that Keenan Allen's not coming back next year because you're not spending $60 million on two receivers. And you have a $255 million cap.
Yeah.
So he's going to replace Allen, so that's going to set us back next year. Who is blocking for all this great offense we got going on? That's what I want to know. Who's blocking?
Well, this year, it's Davis.
We are not better. We're not better. We didn't do anything to advance on Green Bay, Minnesota, nor Detroit. They are way ahead of us.
I don't know about Minnesota.
And I don't know if that's true at all.
I don't know about Minnesota, Paulie. I mean, I think Detroit is ahead. I think the Packers might be a little bit ahead. But I think the Bears can very easily catch them. And, Paulie, thank you, as always, for the call.
I think the Bears are closer to Detroit than they are to Green Bay.
Do you really?
Because they have been
played
competitive
them right.
against them the last 2 years. The last three out of four times they played them, they've been very competitive against them.
Yes. They should have won.
Last year they split.
Two of them.
Right. But they didn't.
Right.
But I'm just saying they're closer.
Yeah.
They're not close to Green Bay for one reason or another. The bugaboo. The mental aspect of it all. They've got some sort of bugaboo going up against the Green Bay Packers. The score was only 17-9, but that game wasn't that close.
Agreed.
That game wasn't that close. So
agreed.
Listen, you got your quarterback's better.
Yeah.
Your quarterback theoretically has a passing offense now. You've got a passing offense.
And I believe the center position will be better.
And whether you like it or not, your first three wide receivers coming out of the box do include Keenan Allen. I'll worry about 2025 when 2025 comes and the additions that I can make with all the draft choices that I have. That's when I worry about 2025. Now I focus on 2024. And with the rookie quarterback contract, I can have two wide receivers still making a ton of money. But as I told you, if Keenan Allen doesn't extend the contract by 1 or 2 years, if he wants to become a free agent, that money you got to pay him, you know, that cap number is that cap number. That's what it's going to be, and that's what it is. Then if he goes, I still got two stud receivers in DJ Moore.
Yeah, and hopefully Adunze.
And then you're hoping with all the picks that you have next year, double-digit picks, if you've got to address that again, then you address it again, and you get something.
Let's go to Josh in Munster on ESPN 1000. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys.
I was wondering last night at the draft, you guys noticed that the two players with the brightest future didn't have sunglasses on. They were the only two without sunglasses.
Was it who were the only two without sunglasses? Was Caleb and Adunze
and Rome,
the only two without sunglasses?
For sure, at least within the top 10. I didn't watch the whole thing, but
yeah, right.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't think about that too much, but their future isn't the expression in the future. So my future so bright.
Right,
I don't
wear shades. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Here's the other thing. You don't know about the artificial light that was there. And how much the bulbs, you know how you get into that artificial lighting situation where all the it's got to be bright enough. Like when I'm in the studio for the post-game show, they brought those lights in that, you know, with the circular light and all that stuff. It's bright in there. We don't know what kind of lights they're facing when they're there. That's all. Not a big deal. I don't know if it was all a fashion statement. Carmen's more adept at fashion than I am.
Not really. I just liked Caleb's
and
suit.
With the sunglasses, I don't know if there was Louis Vuitton's.
Oh,
what
I'm
kind
sure.
of sunglasses those
oh,
were.
Oh, I'm sure.
I have no idea. All I know is that I don't care what you look like. I just want to know if you can play. And the only place you can play, you're not going to be wearing Louis Vuitton. You're not going to be wearing Perry Ellis. You're not going to be wearing Hugo Boss.
No.
You're not going to be wearing any of that, okay? You're going to be on the field, and you're going to get your mouth. You're going to get punched right in the mouth. And then I want to know how you're going to react and what kind of sunglasses and what your nails are painted and how many tattoos you have. It doesn't make a rat's ass of a difference at
right.
that point.
Hey, Eric,
right.
what big box department store are you shopping at for these players?
What do you mean, what box department store am I shopping at?
You were listing off, name brands from, a big box department store.
Yeah,
and I was just picturing these NFL
Kohl's.
Players going through Kohl's to get ready for the NFL draft.
Yeah, they're at Kohl's.
Sure.
Well, they don't sell Louis Vuitton at Kohl's.
I know that.
Hugo Boss, Perry Ellis.
Yeah, that's what we were
Hugo
laughing
Boss
at.
Hugo Boss and Perry Ellis.
Like, what is this year? Come
they're
on.
They're going to Macy's, you guys.
Hey,
oh, yeah, sure.
You know where they're going.
Well, maybe Hugo himself went out and did a little fitting. I got something in my eye. Speaking of sunglasses, I got hold on.
No, get that out of here. But the point is,
it's not in my contact.
Well, then get it out.
I'm like poor Joel Embiid right now.
Yeah, get it out.
How can we stop and acknowledge?
Whoa, what is going on?
What did you do?
Abdal?
Hi, Chris. Nope, there's something wrong with the either.
Right.
I think so.
Well, let's do this.
I think so. Carmen's eye juice got into the connection there. So why don't we? It is time to break. So why don't we take a break?
Let's take a break.
And we'll be
let's
back
regroup. Let's
more,
call a timeout here on Carmen and Yurko.
More Carmen and Yurko coming up.
Here
next.
We go. Here's a break.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. This is a Bears Draft Day Friday football feast. Carmen and Yurko now. And coming up soon, it's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Carmen DeFalco is live on the scene from Buffalo
hey, boys.
Wild Wings. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, guys. This is a first. At least it's. I can't remember it. I don't know. I've done how many thousands of remotes have we done, boys, or at least hundreds in all the years. I've never seen the Comrex fry, but what we think happened, that static and everything, was our fancy Comrex machine, the power of technology, literally crapping out on us because we can't even get it to power back on. So,
Sometimes can you confirm or deny to all of us listening? Was it your eye juice? Everyone
no
wants
way.
To know. You were there was something amiss with your eye.
I had something in my contact, and I was if you were watching on YouTube or on Twitch for the last 2 minutes that we were on, I was sort of playing around with my eye because I was trying to get whatever was in my contact out. And then, I finally said, I'm like, hold on, let me get my contact out here real quick and get whatever, as like an eyelash or something. And then I started joking about Embiid and his poor eye and how incredible that guy is playing on one leg. And now he's got Bell's palsy and he's still dropping 50. And as I'm doing that, all of a sudden, we thought something had spilled because we thought we were, it sounded like something was shorting on one of the mics or the headset or the Comrex. And we're looking around like, well, nothing happened. We didn't spill anything. It's not my eye juice. I don't know. And then we all of a sudden the Comrex lost power and we can't get it to turn back on. So we're adjusting on the fly, gentlemen, as they say.
Survive in advance, right?
What's that?
Survive in advance.
Yeah, survive in advance. Yeah, it's so loud in here. Hold on, I'm going to go to where it's a little bit quieter. The place is packed. Here, I'm going to go by the front where it's a little quieter because I can barely hear you guys. So, yeah, survive in advance. I don't know. You guys might be interviewing Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze in a little bit, so that's awesome. Because I don't know. I think I'm being more obnoxious to Jeff Meller and
probably
to Smokey.
Probably.
Because I'm like, guys, what about this? And what about that? How you doing, brother? And they're looking at me like, no, idiot, that won't work.
Are you stop. In the bathroom? Leave us.
No, I'm standing. That'd be a little weird. I'm standing in the front area, you know, where you like the little annex when you walk in because it's a little bit quieter here. I mean, it's packed over here. So just so I can hear you guys better. Yeah, I said, well, why don't we just like have, you know, fire up a StreamYard and I've got my Mac and we can broadcast live. And they're like, no, you dope, there's no microphones. And then I'm like, well, I've got the Comrex app on my phone and I've got my AirPods. And they're like, well, what about everybody else? So I don't know. I think I'm just going to sit out. I'll let the professionals handle it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to help, but my ideas aren't going anywhere. I don't know what we're going to do. So yeah, you guys are hopefully going to be talking to Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze very shortly. I hope you've got some questions prepared, guys.
Oh, yeah, it's football. We'll talk football. What are you talking about?
You talk ball, you know, ball. Chris can share his love of USC with Caleb. He'll love that. So it's all good. You know, you guys are more than capable.
That we are, yes. So what is the vibe like at Buffalo Wild Wings? I feel like going on right now, there's like four people around one little machine, like the scene from Zoolander, where they're just trying to hit it now to try to
get
it.
They're like, that's what we're, you know, that's a great analogy because that's literally what we were doing. Me and Meller and Smokey are standing over the Comrex, like pushing the power button as if we were Zoolander. The files are in the computer. And we were doing that. Justin's taking the back off, and I'm like, what do you think you're going to do once you get that back off? I'm like, you're not a trained electrical engineer. You know, he's taking the back off like he's going to, what, is he going to start soldering wires together? I don't know.
You never know. Why not? He's got a lighter
on him. Well, that's true. I think Sylvie just got the word that they're going to head back to the studio. Sylvie, by the way, it's raining pretty good out here in Woodridge.
Yeah, it's
Sylvie is headed to his car now. Is it? Sylvie just went out. I see Waddle packing up, it looks like. So I think they're going to head down and take over. You guys might have to fill until they get there. But I think they're on their way now. So,
all right.
Yeah, this was an unfortunate turn of events. I apologize. Sometimes you can't, you know, sometimes what are you going to do when technology decides to crap the bed? You know, it happens.
Listen, Carmen, sometimes life finds a way and sometimes the dinosaurs take over the park and bite your head off. Like, you know.
Exactly. That's two great movie references. You're 100% right. I think the fans are a little sad to see Waddle leaving, but he's been here a while. A lot of people got their pictures and their autographs and things like that. We really did have an incredible crowd here. So I think they're a little stunned too. They're like, wait, what exactly is going on? But, you know, what are you going to do? I'm not sure there's a better alternative right now, and it doesn't seem like it. As they were talking to the powers that be, that they're just going to head back, and they'll relieve you guys in a little bit.
Are they heading back, Meller, right?
Yeah. And you going back, too? All right, Meller's going to start heading back, too. So the full-day remote at Buffalo Wild Wings has come to a screeching halt, unfortunately. But, hey, let's not let it sour what has been an otherwise incredible day to celebrate the Bears. Right, Adam?
Yes, I couldn't hear you. I was talking to Tyler. There's like eight things going on at once, man.
No, I know. I hear you. I said,
give
us
some plays for the weekend, Carm. Give us some plays.
I kind of like the over. I mean, it's a big number, but I like the over in the Pacers-Bucks tonight. I don't think the Bucks can slow them down in transition at all, you know? And, like, Halliburton hasn't even really gotten going, and they scored a million points the other day.
That's good basketball analysis, Carm. You can now throw it to the end of the show. Okay,
now, and on that note,
Chris and I are going to take over for a little bit.
On that note, thanks to Chris Black and Adam Abdallah. Thanks for coming out to Buffalo Wild Wings and Woodridge. Thanks to Miller Lite. Thank you to Courtney Cronin. And thank you to Mike North. And most importantly, thanks for listening. And like I said, don't let the technical difficulties ruin an otherwise awesome day for Bears fans everywhere. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and the draft. Black and Abdallah will fill until Waddle until we get back. And I don't know who the F has the final word, but somebody does, and it's brought to you by the Homewood Police Department. Your future is here.